it includes clothing, blankets, sheets, towels, anything made of fabric that can't be used any longer or doesn't fit right or has holes in it. So we're looking to capture that sort of waste, keep it out of the landfill, and provide a recycling option.
So this goes beyond the secondhand store or the community free box.
Yeah, I mean, this is to supplement that. I mean, we all have the old race T-shirts that we got from years ago, blankets that have holes in it. It's items a lot of times the thrift stores don't want. And our intention is not to compete with the thrift stores. It's to provide a supplement to the thrift stores for a recycling option that doesn't really exist right now.
So that old sweatshirt I have that's got paint splotches on it, and it doesn't fit anymore, that's what I can bring to you.
Exactly. And we are working with Use Again out of Denver. They're actually a national company. They are a for-profit enterprise, but their specialty is capturing these items and reducing, reusing, repurposing, and getting them back out into the market and out of the landfill. And they will try and separate items that can be reused back into a resale market. If it doesn't have a resale value, then it will go into making shop rags, insulation, or recycled into fabric that can be made into clothing and other textiles. And there is no charge to us. They will pick up the materials for free. But given our rural nature, we have to make sure they have a full truckload before they'll pick it up.
Do you know exactly how many tons of textile waste we put in the landfill?
Well, the U.S. EPA estimates 12 million tons of textile waste is going into U.S. landfills each year. Based on a waste diversion study we did last year for Picken County, our landfill, we receive about 1,600 tons. That's being buried in the trash. It's about 4.3% of our total waste stream. So once it hits the landfill and gets buried, I mean, it's gone. It's gone forever. There are no other reuses for it. So we're looking to capture that, get it out of there, reclaim, save some airspace, save carbon emissions, and then find a beneficial second life for these items.
What kind of items are you accepting?
Well, pretty much anything. So any clothing, purses, hats, gloves. We're also collecting shoes. They need shoes and pairs if you can. You know, linens, those old sheets, curtains, towels, anything made of fabric or shoe material.
But not rugs or carpeting.
No, no rugs or carpeting. Those are just generally items that are too bulky and too difficult to handle.
And where can people drop their items off?
Well, right now they can come up to the landfill. It's free of charge. There's no charge to do that.
Is there any collection site down valley?
Not yet. We'll be looking at additional drop sites that we can manage. We're going to see how this program kicks off at the landfill and see if it's going to be used.
Well, Kathy Hall, Solid Waste Manager up at the Pitkin County Landfill, thanks very much for taking the time.
All right. Bring your clothes and shoes.